Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Valenti and Rico show. I am Stoney in for Mr. Valenti. And we got Hatchet, we got Kenny. Thank you, Jeremy Otto, for the update. And Rico, how the hell are you? Short show, but you know what? They won the game again.
Yeah, you know what? I do wonder if all the angst and the, oh my goodness, look at it, we suck, four-game winning streak, sweep the Diamondbacks, is all well with the world.
Yeah, it's incredible, really, that, you know, you try to tell people, it's baseball. The thing that bothered me about their stretch that they were going through was it wasn't like they just couldn't hit or they just couldn't pitch or they couldn't feel. It was everything. Mm-hmm. And you thought everything was going down the old poop chute, which, look, and they've rebounded nicely. And I'll throw some numbers at you. First, the important number that you need to know about is 248-539-9797 for texts and phone calls. If you're coming back from Comerica Park, we'd love to hear from you. You get to see it with your own eyes, up close and personal. But here's some numbers. They've won four straight games. They just swept the Arizona Diamondbacks 24-5 in the series, the three-game series. In their four straight wins, they've outscored their opponents, which was the one game against Toronto and the three against Arizona, 34-9. Now, in the six straight losses, I'm not talking about, you know, even they had a...
Wait, which six straight losses?
The last six straight losses.
Okay. They had two.
Yes. Well, they had one win in between. But yes, the six straight losses, they were outscored 40-13. And they just completely turned it around like that. So which Tigers are they? Are they the Tigers that we saw the last three games against a team that we know it already, you know, is on the selling market, including one of their better players, Sanchez, who we'll get to later, or Suarez, I should say. And the other thing is we got to see guys come back and play well. Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah.
Andy Ibañez came back. He played well. How much do we take from this? And we got to give credit, you know, his Comerica Park debut the other Monday night was Melton, and he pitched very well, obviously. And today, Chris Paddock, six innings, three hits, five strikeouts, one run, no walks.
So I was right. They got their starting pitcher. So, yeah, that's all they needed. That's it, David. They got it.
No.
So we're done.
No.
Here's what happened. What do I think this team is, Stoney? I don't think they're as good as this four-game winning streak. I don't think they were as bad as their losing streak. What it showed me is the best way, they are very streaky. When things are going good, they're great. But when things fall apart, they just look lost. Now, what you hope is they ride this thing throughout the rest of the season and the playoffs because, you know, going back last year, everything was looking great. Looked like they were about to go ahead and move past the Guardians, and then it didn't.
Right.
And once it – what bothers me with this team is once things start going bad, I don't know, unless it just so happens to coincide with a Skubal start, but we even saw he lost one. That's really the only thing that can fix it. Because when they're in the middle of just a quagmire, they can't get out of their own way. That's the thing that bothers me.
But as most people who follow more teams than the Tigers closely, we could say that about every team. It looked like Boston was completely dead. Then they went on a huge streak, and they went on a losing streak. You could, every team, the Yankees went through a streak where they couldn't score runs. The Dodgers recently. The Tigers are basically just every other team in baseball.
I guess, but I would say. But
the other team
like
has
bipolar.
Stars. That's right. The difference.
Right, so you know that, okay, well, maybe this guy can come out there. Maybe it'll be Mookie Betts. Maybe. With this team, man, it's bipolar. When they're good, they're great. When they're bad, oh boy.
248-539-9797. Of course, you have the deadline that is will end in 26 hours. 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll know if the Tigers did anything. And you heard Jeremy in the update say that sources have told Mark Feinson of MLB.com. Four teams are the primary suitors for Suarez, and that is the Seattle Mariners, the Chicago Cubs, the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, they're not making any moves. That's great to hear their name in that, but I don't think it's happening anymore.
I don't think they're making a Suarez move. I will think I would almost bet anything they get another reliever.
I don't think they're making any more moves. I think they've already made their move. I truly think they've made their move already. And their move is paid off.
Well, wait. If you're going to say the move paid off, which, yeah, one game, and I don't think that's enough for them to sit there and say, oh, we don't need anything else. Their bullpen, if you're going to go based on that, okay, Canely has given up home runs in his last two starts again. They definitely need help in the bullpen. I don't think Scott Harris is blind. There are so many relievers out there. Will they get a Bednar, the top one? Probably not, but they're going to get somebody.
Let me ask you, Stoney, hold on real quick, David. I think where I'm coming from, and I don't want to speak for you, David, it's not what we want them to do. No, it's what they're going to do. I would love for them to go out there and really start bringing in some bodies and really start adding to this team and making that push. I think that they've made their move, and I think they're going to be happy with that move they made, especially now they can sit back and say, see, we got an extra arm. We got an extra starting pitcher. Or when the playoffs come, you know, middle reliever, you can bring them out the pen. I still don't see the sense of urgency with this organization that you do with other organizations.
Because I think they're going to make the move because Bednar, will they give up a top five prospect? Probably not, okay? But there are other relievers out there who are decent enough that are better than some of the ones they already have that I think they will give up, you know, a middle-of-the-road prospect
they can
get.
See, but here's the thing. It's still based on the story that came out at the end of last week that if they make a move, it's going to be not a major move. Bednar, would you be considered a major move? Right.
That's why I don't
Suarez,
think he's going to do that.
A major move. None of those are happening.
I agree there.
And I think they've made their minor move already.
No, because they didn't get a reliever. I think they're going to get one more. And I think this move, the Paddock move, was predicated on all of a sudden Reese Olson getting hurt. So I think because of that, he's going to make one other move and get another bullpen arm in there. He has to.
David, what makes you so sure about this? That's my question. Because you've been saying this definitively all day now, even pre-show. And I just wonder where your head's at.
Yeah, I just listening to things, kind of putting the tea leaves together. The puzzle pieces, I think, are there. I just don't think they're making a move. If they were, I feel they would have already done one.
No, I think a lot of these teams wanted to play today because there's no game. There's one game before
like
the deadline
games,
tomorrow.
Yeah, one game at 1:05 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the Yankees and the Rays. And people want to make sure that nobody gets hurt before they decide what to do. So I am convinced he will at least do something. Whether it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a major move, but it will be one other bullpen arm, in my opinion. You know, if you've been listening to me over the past 30 years, I'm wrong a lot. Okay. So that happens.
It's, you know what? And as I found out in this business, if you're right all the time, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
You should be out in Las Vegas making a lot of money.
Exactly.
So, will they make another move? I'm going to split the difference and say, yeah, I do. Maybe another minor arm.
Yeah,
now
yes.
That it looks like Cobb is just not going to play this year.
Although, I don't know. He was healthy yesterday in his rehab start. So I'm not going to rule him out. Whether that's going to make a difference or not, I don't know. He's more of a starter anyway.
I mean, after looking at what Evan Petzl put out there earlier today, it kind of just sounded like a guy that's realizing his limitations. So yeah. I don't expect him. So maybe at some point you get another arm for middle relief, another arm coming out the pen. Nothing major.
Yeah.
But that's why I'll split the difference with you two. Are they done? No, but it's not going to be something where we're going to hit the breaking news sounder and
correct.
Say, oh my God, they just got Kenny Cott. Nah, we're good.
Well, we know Kenny can't go. He can't be a starter because he can't go nine innings. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We will take your phone calls, your texts, all that coming up next. It is the Valenti Enrico Show with me, Stoney, on 97.1 The Ticket.